Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HBR1, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. And on today's show, we have Johnny Chankamani, and he's the Executive Director, Strategic Partnerships and Ecosystem Development over at Builders VC. And he's here to talk about the startup ecosystem and tech investing. Johnny, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Bert. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Now, I do want to have you talk a little bit about Builders VC and what exactly it does. But, you know, I heard you say something quite funny about, you know, the pronunciation of your name, and it's quite appropriate. Now, it's you know, Chankamani, but you're in the investment business, so you know, if somebody wasn't quite familiar with how to, you know, sort of phonetically sound out your name, what did you tell them to do to remember your name?
Yeah, the easy way to remember it is chunk of money, chunk of money.
I think that's hilarious. And then, you know, after you said that, then it kind of really sunk in, like, yeah, that makes total sense. So it's great to have you on, Johnny. And, you know, I've been seeing you, hearing you, and sort of kind of understanding your role in this tech sort of ecosystem, and I'm really happy to finally get you on the show. Now, Builders VC has been around for a little while, and I think I had a show back probably in 2017 talking about Builders VC, but never really had a repeat of that, which is, you know, gosh, I mean, it's like 8 years ago. So I'd like you to, you know, kind of bring us up to speed. Like, what is Builders VC? And Builders VC is actually based in the Bay Area. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
So Builders VC, right? The VC is for venture capital. So mm-hmm. we're the Builders Venture Capital, headquartered in San Francisco, like you mentioned. We've got satellite offices around the globe. A couple of our general partners live in, you know, Canada, in Texas. We've got satellite offices ranging from New Mexico to all the way out to MENA, Middle East, North Africa region. And I'm the one out here in Hawaii leading the Hawaii Asia Pacific region.
And so tell me, from a Builders VC headquarters standpoint, what did they see that interests them about Hawaii? I mean, there's a lot of things going on, but to the extent where they'd actually put somebody and have them present here, what do you think justifies that?
Right. So with Builders VC, we invest in our investment, you know, thesis is the digital transformation of legacy industries.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at, you know, we primarily specialize in the sectors of agriculture, healthcare, industrials, and real assets to build the economy. And if you look at Hawaii, that's basically, you know, the pillars of the economy out here in Hawaii. And, you know, you talk to just about anybody, they will tell you that our systems out here are very antiquated. So it's ripe for the types of companies we invest in, the industries we invest in. And as a company, you know, historically, we're roughly two-thirds of our portfolio companies are not in your traditional investment centers like Silicon Valley or New York.
Mm-hmm.
They're out in places like Ames, Iowa, or Wisconsin and whatnot, because of the industry that we play in. We're not investing in the next social media, the next fintech, and chasing that sort of stuff. We're more, you know, what is the bedrock of every economy, and, you know, these pen and paper industries, and how do we bring them into the digital age?
How would you describe your typical day? I mean, what is it that you would get up in the morning and start doing as the representative, you know, in Hawaii for Builders VC?
Got to be careful about this because the bosses might be listening.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, no, you know, you have a chance to embellish it in whatever manner you want to.
Well, no need for embellishment, I think. The way we think about, or the way I think about Hawaii, and what I love about Builders is, you know, because I'm the only one here, and I'm, you know, the born, raised, been here all my life person, they trust me to do what I want out here. Whatever makes sense, they'll give me the ability to do what I want,
mm-hmm.
And to build Builders' name and brand. stand out here. So that's great. And what the way I approach it is to support and build the ecosystem out here for startup and tech and innovations. We need to be focused on, you know, the talent coming out of the educational system. We need to be focused on the startups and the technologies that are entering the industry. And then in that middle ground, you've got the corporates that are here in Hawaii and how, you know, they can play. So, right, education, enterprise, and pipeline going out. So on the education side, I'm working with high schools, working with the colleges, University of Hawaii and whatnot, mm-hmm. doing, you know, everything from helping to organize mentor days, bringing in, you know, tech individuals that work at Meta and Google and Amazon and all these great companies that are not in, you know, don't have bases in Hawaii, but their employees are here working remotely, and bring in to the university to show the university students at, you know, Pace or at Schuyler, the College of Computer Science or Engineering, there are job opportunities and options available to you that are here working remotely for a company outside, and like, you just need to look for them. And these are people that are your neighbors, that are living next door to you, that are doing these jobs, so you don't have to leave to get the experience and the salaries and those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other end, the, you know, outflow, helping local founders and local startups to up-level their skills by bringing in individuals from outside of Hawaii, whether it's a multi-exited CEO of a billion-dollar company or, you know, a senior individual at some tech firm, bringing them to Hawaii and running workshops and seminars and training lessons so that our Hawaii startup members don't need to go to Silicon Valley to get that type of network and education and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the middle side, you know, working, trying to meet with key individuals, key stakeholders in business, in government, in nonprofit, trying to figure out what technological problems that they have that could potentially be solved by some tech solution. Maybe it's already being used by their competitors and peers on the continent or globally, but because we're in Hawaii, we may not know of these solutions. And I can be the one to kind of, you know, go out in the world and through the Builders Network, hey, we've seen this problem before, and have you thought about it? There's mm-hmm. a buffet of potential solutions for the problem that you described to me that your peers outside Hawaii are using that you might want to consider. And these solutions, these startups, these products may not be in the builder's portfolio, and that's okay. Right. I mean, I'm more focused on how do I help my friends and organizations here in Hawaii mm-hmm. solve their problems. And eventually, you know, it'll get down the road where, oh my God, Johnny brought me this, you know, one product. It's, you know, it's revolutionized the way I do business, and it's making, you know, work more efficient, giving us more profit, and it's great. And I've got another problem that I think Johnny can help me find a solution to, and I'm going to call him up. And then at some point, maybe it's one of our portfolio companies that we can run a pilot with locally. We can, you know, get the introductions to local corporates that will, you know, become a customer locally. They'll try it out. And if it works, then great. Then, you know, the other local peers will become customers.
Mm-hmm. And Johnny, how long have you been at Builders VC?
I just finished my third year, so this is starting my fourth year right now.
Oh, okay. So you've got some experience at this. I mean, and I guess what I also kind of want to understand is, you know, over the course of the last maybe 4 years, I mean, you actually probably got hired during the pandemic, right? And now we're, you know, exiting that period of time. I did want to ask you how you saw things kind of evolving in the sort of the ecosystem that we're in right now. And I'm sure you have a great kind of bird's eye view of that. So what we'll do is we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Johnny Chankamani, Executive Director, Strategic Partnerships and Ecosystem Development over at Builders VC. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training, and the Rice Partnership.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lam. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Johnny Chankamani. He's the Executive Director of Strategic Partnerships and Ecosystem Development over at Builders VC. And of course, right before the break, Johnny, you were telling me that you've been kind of on the job for the last 4 years. That takes us back to maybe about 2021. That's kind of in the midst of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And again, a lot of things were sort of, you know, in a state of flux. And I know prior to that, Builders VC was very active in putting on kind of some events, some, you know, get-togethers, and getting a chance to meet some of the people in the Builders VC network. Over the course of the last 4 years, have you seen it evolve? And as we come out of, you know, as we came out of the pandemic, and I think you mentioned briefly that you were in or are still involved with Thrive High, and Thrive High is relatively new too, right? So what are you seeing as the sort of changing environment in Hawaii that supports not only the work that you do, but supports the ecosystem at large?
Right. I think one of the biggest things coming out of the pandemic was the workers that, you know, remote workers, right? People that were able to move to different regions to do the same work.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a lot of layoffs, a lot of return to office, and a lot of people going back, but there's still a lot of companies that embrace remote work or hybrid work. A lot of individuals that came to Hawaii for remote work that, you know, got the call back to their main office, and they flat out said no. Like, I'm here in Hawaii. I like my lifestyle now, and I'm going to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how, you know, an individual might feel about folks coming from abroad to Hawaii during this period or continuing to come here, these individuals are here already. They've already, you know, made the decision to move. They have their place and whatnot. They're individuals with a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, a lot of know-how that they're already here. We're not kicking them out. If they're already here, how do we best figure out how to utilize their skills and experiences to help us? So it's been great, right? I mean, you've got all of these engineers, these founders that came from all of these big firms that have decided to stay here, to grow here. They're contributing to the economy. They're sending their kids to schools here and whatnot. And mm-hmm. they're building startups here in Hawaii. So it's kind of grown the pie of startups that get started in Hawaii. We at Thrive High, we ran an event last week, our pitch karaoke event,
mm-hmm.
trying to get folks to pitch an idea. And, you know, one of the founders of a company, he started up Microsoft's machine learning department, you know, 25 years ago. He was the first person in that group. And he founded a group, and he's living here in Hawaii. Right? How do we tap into his network, his resources, his experience to help everyone else? Another founder there that pitched that night, also from the continent, came to Hawaii. He's exited multiple startups. His most recent startup was a Y Combinator-backed company.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives here now, and he's building yet another startup. Right. So there's a lot of energy in the, you know, in the community now, because we're seeing a lot of new startups, a lot of new ideas, a lot of startups are getting funded very well. That, you know, for the longest time, you know, this type of energy, this type of buzz was not here. So it's a renewed energy in the ecosystem, and everybody's excited about it. There's more events, there's more people. It's not just the same founders every year, you know, banging their head against the wall of, why can't I get, you know, funding? Why can't I become a unicorn and make $1 billion?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what you are observing is that the pace of a lot of these tech entrepreneurs is actually increasing as a result of coming out of the pandemic because of the dynamic of being able to live in Hawaii and do what it is that you want to do, like, you know, create a startup.
And you know, everybody talks about, you know, you need diversity, right? Diversity of opinions, diversity of background, diversity of experiences. And now we have this, you know, more diversity of founders with the experience of building startups that got funded, building startups that got acquired, building startups that got IPO'd. Super interesting to me was last year there were these two startups that flew under the radar that most nobody has heard of. There's one was a legal brief. Mm-hmm. They do a military DOD software, and they raised $56 million last year in their Series B.
Wow.
And yeah, and nobody knows about them, right? I looked up the office. I believe it is their local agent's condo out in Salt Lake. And the other one, you know, some folks know about it, but Privateer, right? They're operating out in Kihei Maui, the tech park out.
Yeah, yeah.
They raised their Series A, like, you know, $50+ million as well, but nobody knows about, you know, these successes. And we got to do a better job of raising the profile of these types of companies that do well out here.
How did you hear about the first one that you talked about that's got an apartment out in Salt Lake? I mean, what is the pipeline that enables you to find out about these?
I mean, you can look up to different databases, and we use, you know, some database in-house over at Builders, and you can just set the parameters. It's no different than like a Crunchbase or Facebook, the subscription to them. And you set the parameters of, you know, startup in Hawaii, and it'll just give you everything out there.
How receptive are these folks once you find out about them and reach out and ask them to participate in some of the activities that you're describing? Are they interested in doing that? I mean, are they interested in helping the local ecosystem benefit from their expertise and experience?
I think so. I mean, I've been trying to get on Alex's radar over at Privateer in Maui, and that's kind of hard because they're on the outer islands. But I know that the VC, the main VC that backed them, one of the partners at that firm is actually an Iolani alum. He was down here, I want to say, maybe 3 months ago for a defense tech conference, and I was able to meet him there. So, there, you know, that one's special, where we've got someone from Hawaii in that BC firm that has funded a startup in Hawaii that did really well. One brief is a little more difficult, I think. You know, they're primary operations not in Hawaii. They do have, you know, they list their headquarters in Hawaii. They might have one, maybe two employees. So I'm trying to get in touch with those folks. I know the gentleman who is running that show, but we'll see. Maybe hopefully he hears this and he's like, oh yeah, I gotta return Johnny's email.
So you're actually putting a fair amount of time in identifying and then reaching out to and then encouraging them to participate in the ecosystem that you're not only as Builders VC, but all the others that are part of the ecosystem. And I give you a lot of credit. You know, some will come to the table and some will sort of, you know, ghost you.
Yeah. I mean, on the Thrive High side that I support, you know, a lot of what we do is just trying to figure out who's here, right? Taking a landscape analysis, who is here in Hawaii with the skills, the talent, and the interest in building, and, you know, putting people together, bringing them out, having them join the community. A lot of these remote workers that came from abroad, they want to engage community, but they're just not sure how.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We kind of help, you know, make those warm introductions for them.
You know, I do want to have you share a little bit about some of the investments that Builders VC have done here in Hawaii. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Johnny Chakamani, Executive Director of Strategic Partnerships and Ecosystem Development over at Builders VC. This is Bite Marks Cafe. Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Johnny Chankamani. He's the Executive Director of Strategic Partnerships and Ecosystem Development over at Builders VC. And, you know, Johnny, I want to first off congratulate you for being the Investor of the Year, recognized at the last Hawaii Venture Capital Association Entrepreneur Awards. And and I was there, and that's one of the chances that I got to shake your hand and, you know, get reacquainted. Tell me, what is it that you did to get this honor bestowed upon you?
Well, I hope it was the recognition of, you know, all the community work I've done, because I applaud Melly and the folks that put on that award, mm-hmm. for recognizing that it's not just about, you know, for Investor of the Year, that specific category, it's not just about, you know, how much dollars you invested into startups and whatnot, because then if that were the case, then whoever has the biggest pockets will win every time. So the foresight on that team to understand that, you know, growing, you know, investing in the community in non-financial ways is a big deal as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to think that's what got me the award. You know, for the past 20 years, the Akamai Foundation, a nonprofit that I've been running, which is what kind of helped me get the job over at Builders. I train, develop, and help Hawaii kids get jobs on Wall Street, and we've got, you know, several hundred students from Hawaii that are making tons and tons of money on Wall Street. And, you know, from there to supporting startups and putting on events to help people. I mean, my work has been primarily to help elevate other people.
Well, that's great, and I think you're doing a great job of it, and I'm happy that you got some recognition for it.
like I said before, I'm born, raised, been here all my life. I spent some time on Maui and some time here, and at the end of the day, while I have this role at Builders, all the assets and resources at this, you know, billion-dollar assets under management VC from outside Hawaii, to be able to bring those resources to Hawaii to support our people, our communities, our stars out here, like all day long, I'm going to be doing this while I have this opportunity to do so.
Now, you know, the ecosystem that you're involved in, and we've been following for years now, many years now, you know, it kind of was described to me as being something of a pipeline, right? You got folks like Thrive High, and they're, you know, getting people together, getting kind of convenings and meetings and events. And then you have the Hawaii Angels, right, that kind of are very early stage investors. And then you have the folks over at the Blue Startups, which, you know, is could potentially, you know, take some of those early stage companies and run them through a program, right, that gets them a little bit more access to mentors and other investment opportunities. Where does Builders sort of fit into that sort of supply chain of investment opportunity?
Right. So we're primarily a Series A investor, which means we sit at the end of all the organizations that you just mentioned. You know, the organizations you mentioned are angel investors, accelerators, incubators, pre-seed and seed investors. We kind of haven't had a Series A investor being very active in Hawaii, not that I can remember. You know, maybe some VCs that did some A's, but that kind of wasn't their core investment. And it's not the Series A at the level of Silicon Valley, where we're looking at, you know, $10 to $20 million checks for a Series A investment. So that's what Builders kind of brings, right, where our target investment is going to be a $10 million check with a reserve of $10 million for a follow-on round after that.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for companies that are, you know, making several million in annual revenue, and, you know, we're trying to throw rocket fuel on what they've already got and help them through our expertise and network to grow from that several million to double-digit or triple-digit millions in revenue.
Can you describe some of the companies that have gone through some of these investments? And I'm particularly interested in the ones that have some connection to Hawaii. And maybe
sure.
Describe, you know, how they've kind of gone through the system and actually are now viable companies, and they're beyond the startup stage?
Sure. I mean, we've got one of our first investments in Hawaii was NMG Network. I think most folks are familiar with NMG. They do a lot of digital media.
Mm-hmm.
Public,
right.
You're in a Marriott hotel or some one hotel and whatnot. They do the in-house publications, the magazines that you read, and the media on the TVs and whatnot in your rooms. A few years ago, they got that large multi-year, multi-million dollar contract to do all of the in-flight entertainment for Hawaiian Airlines. So right in the roughly 9 or so years since our first check went into NMG, they're on pace to break roughly $10 million in revenue this year.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So again, this is a great Hawaii company, going to break $10 million in revenue. They hire several dozen Hawaii people, and they're doing great. Whether it'd be great if we could get them to get acquired or to exit at some point, and whether that happens or not, this is still a cash flow positive company contributing significantly to the local economy. Newer investments that we have include Reef AI, which is a net revenue retention enterprise software company. They help enterprise companies to determine which customers are at risk of churning, and able to save them a lot of those clients. And that one, I mean, a lot of the investors locally feel like they've got what it takes to be a unicorn coming out of Hawaii. Like every VC that I know of in Hawaii has invested in Reef. They're that good.
Wow.
And then the third company we have headquartered here in Hawaii is called Protosure. They're an insurtech company, formerly headquartered out in New York City. They do a lot of low-code, no-code for insurance conglomerates. So half of their customers, more than half of their customers, are Japanese insurance conglomerates. And they've got a couple customers out on the continent. So when they were looking to raise a round, we had strongly encouraged them to relocate headquarters to Hawaii and hire local talent first, and which is what they did. So we were able to bring a brand new startup to Hawaii to headquarter here, hire people here, and build here.
Well, that's great. And Johnny, what's the next event that you guys are hosting?
Next event, actually, in 10 minutes, I've got a poker night.
Okay.
It's one of the community things where we try to bring, the folks out of their silos just to engage community.
And Johnny, where can people find out more about Builders VC?
Builders.vc is the main website. You can email me directly at, j.chankamani.
I'll put that up on our show notes for later on. Johnny Chankamani, he's the Executive Director of Strategic Partnerships and Ecosystem Development over at Builders VC. And Johnny, hey, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Mahalo for having me. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about what's happening with the 30-meter telescope. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find a podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR every Friday or anytime with the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe. You stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.